Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Somebody else drink hate.
So?
Yeah, I do it, y'all. Somebody else mine.
Music scene.
What? Thought he was me?
Had a nigga thought he was going straight to the league.
Yeah, straight to the league.
Yeah, fuck with my baby, I swear that nigga gon' bleed. Yeah, she let that boy ride right for me.
Yeah.
Stay on my P's and my Q's.
What?
Yeah, stay on my Q's and my P's. Cause that could happen to me. Yeah, I'll bring that girl to the big league. Yeah, diamond that's all on my T's. Yeah, diamond that's all on my T's. Yeah, put my girl in a new shirt now. And I got her a new waist. Yeah, put my girl in a new shirt now. And I got her a new waist. Like, ha ha, oh well. Now your girl with me. Like, Austin was holding her up. Yeah, oh boy, please. Like, bye bye, Austin. I lost the love.
Yeah, I do it, y'all. I made it mine.
Yeah,
I do it, y'all. I made it mine. Jump in the park, rather than not. I change your life, now you gon' ride. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money. Ooh, sing, he ain't got no money.
Be yours,
yeah,
yeah. Number one rule, don't listen to harsh. Yeah, no, you never lived this life before. Yeah, more money than your last man of cars. Yeah, driving in that farm. Yeah, where you thought you was going in that far. Life's with yours,
yeah.
I made it mine.
What?
I made it mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I do it yours.
Like,
I made it mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I do it yours.
Yeah.
I made it mine, yeah.
Yeah.
I do it yours.
I do it yours.
Yeah.
I made it mine.
Another episode of Stay Woke Radio, hosted by Stay Woke DC. That is us. We want to introduce you to Sarah and Zaniya, or Melody and Z. These sisters are unlike anything you will ever hear on the airways. They make and sell their own natural beauty products, and they are only in middle school. It is real. It's the name of their product line, and the best way to describe how hard they hustle. How do they learn to make natural products? What made them decide to turn this hobby into a business? What were the steps that they had to take to start the business? And more importantly, what do they have to say to other teenagers who have an excuse about why they can't be an entrepreneur? How do they balance school and business? How can listeners support them? Do they see any other business owners in Southeast DC that are their age? I don't think so. Find out live on our show. We are also blessing you with some of the best Throwback Thursday hits from our days in middle school. Before we start this off, I'd like to start off with a commercial. Our show is sponsored by Stan Omnimedia. Stan Omnimedia is a diversified digital media brand with a mission to uplift the voices and cultures that are most often silenced. Contact them to advertise your business and our show. All of the proceeds go directly to Stay Woke DC. That will be us. Learn more by visiting www.wheredoustan.com. Next song we playing up is Fresh As I Is by Bow Wow.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Leg out. Yellow model chick. Yellow bottle sipping. Yellow Lamborghini. Yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah. That shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years. In 2 days. Ladies love me. I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And the suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now. Oh, I'm getting paper. Look at me now, oh, look at me now. Yeah, fresh in the mall. Little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cuff your chick if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slipping fall on my dick. Oops, I said, oh my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick. But since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy. Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go!
She didn't really, really wanna pop me. Go! Just know that you will never pop me.
Oh!
And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No!
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come, a nigga gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win, and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. Nigga better call a rap, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I bang in the east, and I bang in the west. And I kinda give you more, and I would never give you less. You will hear it in the street, or you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling and set it and to get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it. And I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
Fresh to the buff.
Man, fuck these bitch ass niggas. How y'all doing? I'm Latunche. I'm a nuisance. I go stupid. I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi. I'm this shit. No, I'm pollution. No substitution. Got a bitch that play in movies in my jacuzzi. Pussy juice. I never give a fuck about a hater. Got money on my radar. Dressed like a skater. Got a big house. Came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating. Fuck it, tell a waiter. Molly said shoot him and I said okay. If you want that bullshit, then I'm like Olay. I don't care what you say. So don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag. And my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb. You ain't hotter than mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', fuck them five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas is sweet as pumpkin pie. Throckin' Sprite on a private flight. Bitch, I've been tight and got in life. And my pocket's right. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You faggot scared. Cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I put it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now. Bitch,
look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yeah.
I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? Is that right?
All
right,
so
I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
I would like to introduce everybody that's here. I'm going to interview these kids. It's, you have me, the co-host, Key. You have
your host with the best. Jay,
we have
Melanie,
person we're going to interview, and another person we're going to interview, and we also have Bubbles, and we have a special guest. You know, as always, we have.
I don't be knowing I'm a special guest. This is Miss Ayana. I'm just at work enjoying myself.
We're going to call a special guest today. All right, so Melody.
Wait, you have two more guests that you didn't introduce because you rude.
Oh, boots. You're right. I'm sorry. We have another guest.
Sis Ariel.
We have Sis Ariel and Lance. And Lance. Laz.
I'm sorry, y'all.
My hearing's a little bit bad, you know? Loud music. All right, so Melody, Z, let me ask y'all something. How old are y'all again?
11 and 13.
11 and 13. All right, cool. What grade are y'all in right now? If you're 11, that means you're in, like, what? Fifth grade? Sixth grade? Okay. Sixth and seventh grade. All right. What school do y'all go to? Y'all will go to the same school?
We're homeschool.
Homeschool. Cool. I mean, I know y'all are sisters, but do y'all have any other siblings? You feel me? Anybody else? Other siblings?
We got four more siblings.
Are they here right now?
I'm here.
Of course they're not.
One of them.
So one of them. So we have the sisters that we're going to interview, and we also have an extra sibling here, too.
Yeah.
In addition to that, there's, I believe, three more, if my math is right. You know, AP Calculus, you know.
Let me take this over. This is back.
Come back
here.
Yeah, go ahead and ask some more questions.
All right. Y'all know it is. It's your host. So the first thing I got to ask, you know, first of all, I want to give props to both of y'all. I mean, it's not a lot of kids these days that are y'all age.
They're making a business. Yeah.
Exactly. They're making a business. And y'all should be proud of yourselves for that.
Now, this isn't like no side thing. Like, y'all not selling like lip balms on the streets and all that. It's a legitimate thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, back to that. So then, okay. So where did y'all first get the idea? Where did you get your first idea?
Well, we got our idea pretty much from we just, you know, we walk around and stuff. And we see all these other people with their own labels and their own lip balms and stuff. And me and my sister thought of, well, why buy other people's stuff when we can make money off our own stuff and use it at the same time? Both with the same income. So, and at the same time, we saw other people, you know, with the weave, perms, the perm bag.
That's right. Educating
people. I have a question for you. When you and your sister were discussing it, were you nervous about it? Did you think your family was going to support you? Was it one sibling who was more interested than the other? What was the experience like for you?
No, it was more like everybody.
Damn. Sorry, y'all, technical difficulties.
Say that again.
It was more like everybody was supporting, it was like my mom and my dad was the main one, you know, trying to help me with the business. Me and my sister, we thought of it because, you know, we see beauty products in the store, and you know, they're made by grown people already, and some of them is made by, you know, like kids. But we wanted to start our own business because we already had a talent of making our own body butters and oils and lip balms. So we started our own business called It Is Real, and we sell all natural beauty products. And my mom, she helps me, you know, with things that I need to, you know, make it with. She takes me to like places to, you know, promote my business for, like, you know, parties and stuff to help promote our business. Yeah.
So we're going to get more into your business, but we also want folks to get to know you. So what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
My favorite color is light blue.
What about you? What about you, Melanie? What's your favorite color?
Well, I like bright colors, so it's hot pink or pink. Either way, it's pink.
So like neon green and all that jazz? Because that's a bright fat and that's a
it's
bright color.
It's more like I like pink, so anything that's pink will be fine. But if it's any other color, I really don't care as long as it's pretty.
Pretty much. I'm gonna ask y'all a question. So you know the business industry right now is
One more thing. One more question before we get right back to your business. Where are you actually from?
We're from DC, which we still is in DC. So but we was just born in a different part of DC, more like by Martin Luther King Avenue or something like that. But we was born in DC and still live in DC.
Y'all
act like y'all not from DC too.
What? Yeah. Hey, I love DC. I was born and raised in DC, so
I think
we're
all from DC.
I'm a
Meezy. Yeah, she's a Meezy. That's
all right. Meezy means Maryland.
Maryland. If you guys don't
it's
know,
it's DC's slang term and kind of Maryland too.
One more time for the elders listening.
A Meezy, if you guys don't know, is pretty much just a Maryland. Yeah, it's just a person from Maryland.
See, parents, that's why you got to listen to Stay Woke Radio. I had no clue.
That's why I got Stay Woke.
Literally, our generation has come up with so many things for other people living. So we got Meezy, got Beezy.
All of that, how many names is it just for a hot dog alone? Just the food. All
right, we going. Let's go on a little bit.
We should have a show about cultural vernacular.
That's literally should be on.
That's be our next topic. Next topic, you guys.
Next topic. That'll be our next topic. All right, going back to y'all.
Whoever
wants
to take the question.
No,
They don't, cause.
They never created one. They never thought of it. You didn't try to see what they thought of it?
Z has something she wanted to say.
Well, I do know that they want to have a business. So my mom's working with us to, you know, have a business. Right now she's working with us so we can get our business running and stuff. And then she was going to work with our brothers to get their business going so they can make profit too.
Laz, what is your business going to be?
Washing bikes and cars and stuff.
You want to do a car wash kind of thing? That's actually a lot of, not only can that be a business, but that can also actually be a fundraising thing if you really want to do something.
And he's great at washing dishes, so
That's a good idea. As you see now, car washes are actually making a lot of money. They actually make a lot of money, though.
And because people don't have really the money part, let me tell you, as an adult, what I have learned is when you are able to give somebody something that they need that accommodates their time, they're really willing to pay for it. So, for example, I don't have a car, but when God blesses me with one, Shondo, hey, put a praise on it. When I do get four wheels, like, I will want Mr. Laz and Company. I'm just making up a name until he tell me the name of his business. I would want Mr. Laz and Company to come detail my car at work because I work all day.
Right.
And so I literally can't pull up to the drive-thru. And then he get to charge you for the gas to come all the way to you.
Right.
He get to charge you for bringing his materials all the way for you. He get to charge you for the service. He gets to meet other people who are watching you get your car done where you are and are interested in the same convenience. So, you know, I think that's amazing, and Lazarus is 10 years old. So to even be having those thoughts, when I know that there's folks that's a million and a half, and they are in no way thinking about what they're going to do next.
It's really a thing where, like young people already knowing what they want to do.
Exactly.
And they're like people that are like, you know, 40 and 50, you know, who are still deciding.
Which is not bad, but it's like,
it's a blessing to have. It's a
blessing to have no generation like a generation, not just for them, for us, like our whole generation in general has like we always have already thought about everything we wanted to do.
Hey, like I have a whole plan.
And that's a good thing too. So one of my questions for y'all is: do y'all plan on saving the money that you earn from doing your business if it is, so we'll get to answer. I'll finish that question right after the next song, which is Broccoli by Dram. So don't you go anywhere. We will be right back.
You cannot buy their product with broccoli, though.
Exactly.
I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey. Hey, little mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, damn, I'm really never home. All these niggas clones tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Work the brother skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, yes, trapping ball, making plays. 50 shades of gray, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. Real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Goddamn.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
Goddamn.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Goddamn.
Whisper in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
Goddamn.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
Goddamn.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Goddamn.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily. Ain't no telling. What I'm finna be on, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit, hey, hey, no telling what I'm finna, hey, I'm beyond, hey, hey, said I'm beyond, hey, all that fuck shit.
Companies and pesos, I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic. Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face. To know I either ball or I record over the stand base. Rapper face, dread headed, golden diamond teeth when they just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep daring. Turned up at the party, getting lit the yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy.
Hey. In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Off me.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. I know your baby mama fond of me.
She fond of me.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
That weed, that weed.
Whisper in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
She wanna fuck.
Say that I can get that pussy easily. Say that I can hit that shit so greasily. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Hope that song got y'all a little bit lit, because that's my favorite song, and, you know, I hope my favorite song, you know, actually does something for y'all. All right, so we're going to open up with a little bit more questions, a little bit more questions coming up. 1 minute. All right, so let me ask y'all this.
The commercial.
Oh, yeah, my bad. The commercial, my bad. The Future Foundation, a 501c nonprofit that teaches social justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource regeneration to future adults ages 13 to 21. 13 to 21, ages 13 to 21, and their families. What does that mean? We learn how to create a future worth fighting for, and we believe we are the only superheroes we need to save our community. You are welcome to attend any of our programs. Our programs are free, and we have really good food that Miss Ayana cooks. You also get community service hours for participating. That's right, community service hours for all your high school people and maybe middle school too. You get community service hours for participating. Find out more by visiting www.futuredc.org.
All right, and now we back, y'all. So one of the first questions that we're going to have on here is, when did you start your business?
We started our business basically, like, when I was 9 years old, that's when we started, you know, working for our business and, you know, getting wallets and stuff. And that was maybe like 2015. And and we also got encouraged by a few kids that also had their own business. And I think they still have it to this day. But
what sort of businesses were those that you were seeing in your community and around you that were encouraged?
Yeah. Like a jewelry business. They had their own jewelry, and my mom got a fast idea of, you know, making our own business. So she made it work. So that's how we became business owners in 2015.
Well, your mom is here. I want to ask Mom, Sis Ariel, what does make it work mean? What did it take for you to actually make this idea from an idea to a formal business?
Okay, well, when we started, I was at the same time learning myself how to be an entrepreneur. We went through Operation Hope. I took my girls with me every day that I had to go there, and they learned with me the steps of how to gain and own my own business, the steps of learning how to be a business owner and entrepreneur training. So that was the first step. I was inspired by others around us. We had like-minded people that were selling new products. They were selling services like doing hair. They may be doing detail with car washing or jewelry making. Like the girls were saying, it was two other sisters that they saw came together and making jewelry. So I was like, well, that's something y'all want to do, not making jewelry, but they really want to utilize their talents. And that's when we started pushing forward. So we really just wanted to actually get the message out there for, you know, our people to be more loving to themselves with their natural beauty, like, you know, the most high state that we're supposed to. So
what message do you have for other parents who may be hesitant about supporting or uplifting their children's gifts and monetizing their talents in a capitalist society?
I truly believe parents should step out of faith. Like, your children, you will be surprised how smart, how wise, how more in tune the youth is today with especially their talents. But you just have to be that person in the forefront to bring it out for them. And where better place to start than at home? Moms and dads, both in general, as one mind, should start at home. Great time to start when you're young. I wish I'd known how to start being an entrepreneur at their age. The best time to do when you learn mistakes, when you learn how to grow, when you just learn all these things while your brain is sponge. You want to learn all this math. Then when you get up there, you'll be set.
Did your parents do the same for you, or are you learning based on what you didn't have?
I'm learning based on what I didn't have. My parents, they always taught good values, but unfortunately, we wasn't taught how to be our own business owners or do self-sufficiency. We were more told to go to school, get your diploma, and get a job. And not saying nothing's wrong with that, but we want to be more doing better things for ourselves. Everybody else does it. Why can't we do it?
I was powerful.
You speaking
this
earlier.
I was powerful.
Thank you.
I took that right here.
One question I have for y'all is how did you actually come up with this idea? Like, how did you actually come up with this? Like, because
were y'all already creating y'all own beauty products and just decided to make a product of it?
Like, how did
what made y'all choose beauty products?
Tell us that.
A lot of questions I need to ask. Ask one at a time. We asked like three questions.
Well, we was kind of doing little by little. Like, it started off when we was homeschooling with my best friend. My mom's best friend. So that's total for those of me. And we was homeschooling with her every day at her house. Sometimes we spend the night, sometimes we didn't. But when we do, you know, it's just total kind of pushed us out there, like, oh, I think since y'all like doing your stuff, like lip balm stuff, we should probably get into it. Because me and my sister started talking about it. That was before we even started making our business. So, day by day, we start doing home every mom stuff like making lip balm during the day or stuff like oil to do different kinds of stuff with our different things. And when we made lip balms, our friend, my friend and her friend, we would be making lip balm with my mom. We would record and do stuff like that. And then pretty much we was making stuff at, I was 10. We was making stuff at 10, and she was 9 or 4. So after all that happened, we was like, since we're using our own products and stuff, so we already had shared some with our congregation, which is our church, shared some with them. So they kind of gave us the idea to start selling it. So that's why we start selling our stuff. Okay, so I have a question. I just want to get into, you said you learned during your home economics and homeschooling, which for folks who come and listen to me speak and different things like that, when you know, sometimes I get called to places to talk about things because I work for the Future Foundation. I always talk about like how I think that personalizing education is important. You have friends that you see on a regular basis because you're in the Future Foundation that go to regular schools. Do you all know that you never would have learned how to make these products in a regular public or public charter school? Like, do you know that, Sarah?
Yes, because when you're in a public charter school, most of the time you don't have the time to, you know, give time to yourself and, you know, make some products and, you know, work on it. But if you can maybe do it like on a Sunday or something, but that's like only one day out of the whole entire week. So, so if you're homeschooled, then most likely after you know all your work that your mom tells you to do, you could have some more time than usual to work on your body butters and your business and stuff, so you could get your business up like that. And then,
can you walk us through the process? Well, not walk us, because it's radio, so no one can see what you're doing. But when Stan TV Network comes, don't you worry, you can learn. Anywho, can y'all walk us through? I would love if you did. Excuse me, tickling my throat. Can you all walk us through the steps of what it takes in order to make a product? You call out a product, Sarah. What product would you like to describe making that you offer?
Butter body. And oil is it's like. Oh yeah, butter body. So basically, we make our own base, and then we melt it in a pot.
What's a bake?
Y'all gonna end up making them steal some of their products. Y'all better ask some big questions.
The base is like cocoa. So pretty much what a base is something that makes the butter hard, but not too hard to the point that you can't rub it in. But it makes it more moisturizing and smooth. So you pretty much make the base, which is by taking wax, which you can buy that from Walmart, but wax, and you go to Bulk and buy some, I forgot that, whatever, some
type of oil that makes your skin have vitamins D and C in it, which makes your skin clear and pretty and blonde. But yeah, that was saying. So we made the base, and after we made the base and stuff, we put it inside the bottle. We put our citric oils in it, which makes it smell good. And then we boil it inside a pot. Not too long, because we don't want it to be too hot. So we boil it inside a pot, and after we boil it, we pretty much put it inside the top and the bottle to hurry up and stick it into the freezer, because if it stays out, it's going to melt the top and bottom. Yeah. Put it inside the freezer, and then after that, we pretty much have your orders and stuff.
Okay, so let me explain how you make the lip balm. You use the same base that you use for the butter body, and then you just add your extracts to it. Like if you want certain flavors, you can add some lemon extract or you know chocolate or vanilla or something like that. We make our own extract by if you wanted some lemon extract.
I sure do.
We will take lemons and you know squeeze them into a bowl and then
don't give too much away now. They might steal your product.
Yeah, don't
they won't steal your product now.
Okay, well,
this is mom talking.
Momager Sis Ariel is in the building.
My daughter's on nervous, but that's okay. She says she's not nervous, but that's okay. But it's a simple process. We make our own fruit extract through oil. So we just basically preserve the fruit. And once they finish preserving during their process, probably like a few weeks or so, then we go through the, what do they call it? We have to cleanse it. So it goes through a phase of being cleansed through heat. And after we cleanse it, and then we extract the fruit oils with the oil, and then that's how we make our own extract for the body butters and the body butter. So different fruits that we use through this process.
I have a question, and this might have already got asked before, because, you know, my small ears, I can't hear everything now. What made y'all, pick beauty products, like lip balm and all that stuff? Why couldn't y'all pick socks or slacks? You know, we need more slacks, you know?
Well, we picked body butter and lip balm and, you know, all that because, you know, we also got inspired by a hair salon that we went to when we was, little kids, like 7 and 8. And we went there and got our hair, nails, facial done, and we got like all the parts you could think of at a hair salon and you know a spa, yeah, and we got all of that done. But what happens is we also do natural because chemicals and your hair products like perms and some of the gels, some of the some of the grease and stuff that you use to put in your hair and on your skin and lotion and stuff, you can it got chemicals in it and it could cause and we also alopecia in your hair. For all those that don't know what alopecia is, it is a disease that goes in your hair and the bald spot. Nobody asked you.
It's all love here. No hate. I mean, y'all sisters, I can't really hate anyways,
okay.
But you know.
Well, it goes through your hair and it makes a lot of bald spots in your hair and basically you'll have like little hairs. It makes your hair, you know, falls out like that. And then when you realize that you got alopecia because you're using the wrong product and you know, the perms and the store and stuff, then that's what makes you have alopecia. Anyway, and also some weave, well, you know, all weaves all weave is, I suggest they go natural because, you know, when you put weave in your hair, it's just, it's basically saying that you like, that you hate your hair or something, and you don't want, you want to have other people's hair, like some, don't you know, some white people hair and, you know, Mexicans and stuff, they got smooth hair because they're going to, but if you just like, if you have weave in your hair, then you're basically hating yourself. But there's nothing wrong with flat iron in your hair, though. So
I want to ask this question, and I'll give y'all a moment to think about it, and we'll play a song. You have a beautiful logo for your business, and all of you have on, Mom has on a shirt, y'all uniform shirts on, and what you'll notice when I come to work at the Future Foundation, there's a uniform that I wear, a t-shirt and a bottom. Can we talk about your logo and how you selected that after this musical break? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So the musical, give you a second. So the next song we're going to play is going to be LMFAO, Party Rock Anthem. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Shuffling. Yeah. the show for little.
Hope y'all enjoyed that extra high-toned, what was it, Party Rock Anthem?
Party Rock Anthem, that's how it is. And we are back. So, Ayanna, you asked a question before we went to the musical break. And I'm sure Melanie and Z, you both had the time to think about your answer. So, can you give us an answer to the question that was previously asked before the break?
If we have late listeners, because, you know, sometimes folks be late. What we're discussing, we talked about making a business. We talked about making a product. We talked about the moguls making the business and the product. We want to know about choosing the branding. How did they decide the colors, the logo, how their business is going to be reflected through art?
Okay, well, I know we we made the logo of, you know, It Is Real like that because when you have your own natural business, you want to promote your natural products and, and then when you, anyway, the natural hair is a person with an afro and is basically, and it's basically saying, you know, keep your natural hair. And
all right. Now, continue.
And we put the afro all over our products, just to, you know, because you can use the lip balm for your lips, so because it's all natural, and you get the
Melody. All right, Melody, what do you have to say about that?
So pretty much, we got our logo from it.
Sorry about that, y'all. More technical difficulties. That cord is something serious, let me tell you.
It definitely is. No, under.
That's you. Oh, no. Anybody else got a USB cord? Come on, we got. They can hear us?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that, y'all. Technical difficulties. The Yeti mic, the USB cord for it, ended up taking a dive for us. But, you know, we back on this.
Still in it.
We still, yeah. We're going to go in it for the last, 10 minutes. Right, go ahead, partner.
All right, well.
People don't know how to reach them, support them, purchase their products.
Right.
Can you give them the website?
Yeah.
Can you know, how can they get It Is Real Natural Beauty Enhancement? You could go online at itisreal.com and forisreal.com, and we have service there. You can order your product. We also have Roddy the lip balm. So if you just don't like the flavor that we have, then you can try this flavor and that flavor. Anyway, we also deliver to you, so you could order online. Yes.
Also, we got a Facebook page at forisreal.com,
and we have a Twitter @forisreal.com.
You said forisreal.com.
Do you have a number that people can call for you?
Yes. The number is 202-524-0898.
You heard that, folks.
It is 4.
202-524-0898. Man, talking about a lot of that. So before we end up finishing this out, some of the other things that I wanted to talk about with, you know, business and everything, because this is actually a pretty good achievement for you guys. I'm sure you both know this yourselves. But where do you hope to land this business? Like, once you're in the next 5, maybe 10 years,
where
do
you
hope to
see yourselves?
Where do you hope to see this business at in 5, 10 years?
A mobile spa is our main goal. And
a mobile spa?
Yeah, like, you know, go,
yep,
you know, go house to house with, you know, our business. So, because sometimes people don't feel like going to a
actual spa.
Yeah, actual spa.
That's right. People are lazy. You're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
You just go outside and then just go back in like that.
Right.
And yeah, that's my goal. It's pretty much bringing the spa to you.
All right.
That's a good idea.
It really is.
Everything with convenience always is successful. I'm telling you, everything.
What message do y'all have for others who are thinking, maybe I want to open a business? Maybe I'm too young.
I'm majoring in entrepreneurship.
You're never too young to start a business.
Yep.
Even if you're 2.
Oh, two, yeah, I guess. With supervision.
Yeah, with supervision. Right.
People can steal your business, you know. Yeah. 2-year-olds can't fight for their lives.
They can't.
For people that want to start their own business for like hair salons and natural beauty products, we can give you a heads up on that. If you could go to our website and read about us and, you know, take some advice to do it for yourself and, you know, and just say, have a successful day.
I say, because I'm majoring in entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I actually took a class on entrepreneurship. I actually wanted to do a business, but I actually decided to not really give up on it, but it was like I didn't really think it really fit into what I wanted to do. My business was actually going to be for like dancing classes and stuff, or like music classes, and I really wanted to do something like that. But As you see, we're coming towards the close of the show. Kind of, we got a good 6.5 minutes left. So for the both of you, one of the similar questions that we got is, these are separate questions. So first for you, Zanai, are you hoping to continue this, or do you think, are you hoping to just own more than just this? Is the question. Do you want to own more than just this one business?
Yeah, do you want to expand your business, or do you want to stay in the makeup industry? Like, what do you want to do?
As y'all know, whoever's been listening to the radio shows, then y'all know I like baking, so I'm trying to start a business for the
baking business.
Yeah, and cause, you know, I'm really into it, and I basically do it all the time.
Right.
I really love to bake, so that's why I really want to start a bakery. I still didn't find out what to name it yet, but I want to get me and my sister.
Dean's Bakery.
Dean's.
Wait, yeah.
Say the name.
You don't want to expand It Is Real to baking. You want to have a whole.
You don't
want to
have like baking.
Like, do you want to expand your makeup industry into baking, or do you want to make a whole new business in the
like
baking?
Like a side business. So yeah, do you want to have this be our one together business, and then both of you have different. Have like 2 side businesses that you own yourself.
Pretty much.
That's,
yeah,
so
like,
for you, Sarah, what is your side business that you want to have?
I have it.
As you know your sister, she wants to do baking, which actually can be a very successful thing because there's a lot of bakeries that are actually still around. So for you, what is your main or what is your secondary business that you want to do?
See, I don't plan on having a secondary business. First of all, that's too. So. I don't have enough regular business. Now, I'll be there time to time, probably if she do different.
Here's the thing, though. You can still have a regular life, even owning a business. Even owning your own side business, you can still have a regular life.
You think it's going to be too stressful?
Is that why you don't?
Never thought of it.
Never thought of it?
I'm already going to be owning and she's going to own a cooking business. I will be there probably time to time again.
Right.
So, if I have another side of the business, so...
If you were to have one, what would it be about? I know you're saying you know, but if you decided, you know what, maybe I should might want to try it out, what would your business be?
Well, it'll probably be a restaurant. It'll probably be like something like a little place, but it's not going to be called Domino's.
So like a diner.
Domino's, like a diner kind of thing.
Coming to a close, and this thing is about to be very, very kind of rude.
90 seconds.
There we go. But we're coming to the end of this show, and so I want to thank you guys for being able to come in here for us to be able to just interview with you guys. I really wish y'all luck on this. Everyone from Stay Woke Radio, we really support y'all, and we really hope y'all get this business down.
We'd also like to thank, because if you guys do not know, Stay Woke DC, Stay Woke Radio, we're on a float. On MLK Day last Monday, we'd like to thank the people that helped support us and get the float going.
Sure.
Now, as I was saying, we would like to thank the people that, like, you know, made the float for us.
Right.
You know, made it even possible that we were even in the parade. You feel me?
Right.
Because we couldn't do that by ourselves.
Yeah, we couldn't know people.
We
couldn't do it. Now, here's this, and another thing is that I don't know if you were told this, but I was news and I was told that I was pretty sure that we actually won. The best float there.
For real?
We pretty much won the best float there.
It's a competition, like, now we're
an
award.
Oh, well, never mind.
We pretty much got the like, nah. We pretty much had the best float there, as y'all know, as y'all do. So this is coming to a close. This is J. Key Bubbles. This is J. Key Bubbles, Z, and Melanie. We all signing off, and we gonna end it out. Oh, with a closing, Black Future Month is coming. We want you to join
seconds.
Us for one hour. For one or all, one of our special events. First up is the Southside Soul Food Cook-Off. This is your opportunity to show off your best soul food dish. You can enter your dish in the following categories. And it doesn't list them. The fun goes down February 3rd, 2018 at 2 p.m. at a secret location. So that is all the time we have today, guys. Tune in next time for our next episode of Stay Woke Radio.
Remember, guys,
which is
stay woke.
The listing are, the categories are savory entrees, sweets and treats, best side dish, master mac and cheese, chicken, beef or turkey, seafood or pork, and very good vegan or vegetarian. So, as I said before, this is J.
This is Key. This is Bubba. This is Melanie. This is D signing off. And we're going to end y'all off with the song by Trey Songz, Unusual.
Remember, y'all.
So, remember.
Stay woke. Stay woke. Stay woke.
And we going to see y'all again next week. Later, y'all.
That wouldn't be me if that I ain't get a little nasty. They say all I talk about is sex.
How about we just pull over and do it where we at? How about you just lift that skirt up? Ooh, we can be bad. That place that ain't been touched. I'm feeling on it. All that juice is through. Keep feeling on it, girl. Bump and take a nap. You just wanna bump, bump, bring it right back. Watch me, I'ma heat it up, beat it up. Ooh, know you're tired of the usual, usual, usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch. You gon' feel something unusual, unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with. Tell you what, let me touch, you gon' feel something unusual. I wanna do freaky things you never do. What if we did while your friends was in the room, room? Is that too much for ya? Don't you feel bad, that'll see you better. We can make a sex room wherever we go. Take it to the restroom, they ain't got a no-no. So watch me heat it up, beat it up. Regular, tell you what, let me touch, you gon' feel something unusual, unusual, unusual. I'm not coming with the usual. Not your regular, tell you what, let me touch, you gon' feel something unusual.
Restaurant, check. Cinema, check. On the hood, check. Other car, countertop, check. Balcony, check. In the jet, check. Oh, on the beach,
just that other shoe, you know you asked for it. I might just send you some money to get your passport. So you can come to my city, I take you all over. They hit you on the balcony, just don't fall over. Send me your picture, baby, you know I never leak it. I know you got something recent, but somewhere decent. Why you laughing out loud? I'm serious. Bring your girl if you a little bi curious, please. Please don't story telling the others. I promise you gon' love it. I would never let you down. Feel like I might have perfected all the things that you expect, and you gon' know it when you bring your ass around.
Know you're tired of the usual, usual, usual. I can give you more than the usual. Not your regular. Tell you what, let me tell you, gon' feel something unusual, unusual, unusual. Look at the many love faces you're making. But can you take it?
Ooh. I thought I was nasty last time. Let go.